This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All good news to start the day. My good news is that I have a phone. I finally have a phone that works now. It's working again.
That's yesterday,
it's a new one.
Wouldn't even turn on.
Would not turn on at all.
Fully charged.
Mm-hmm.
Good old the iPhone busted on you.
I'll tell you the hoops that I had to jump through, the miles I had to drive.
Oh, God.
The journey I took.
to get a new phone.
To get a new phone.
The journey.
I'll tell you at 7:45. This is good news, not hell to the nose.
This is good news.
Okay, yeah.
It's a phone. It works.
Okay.
I'm happy.
The ironic part is this is your good news and your hell to the gnaw all in one day.
Really? Yes, yes. But the better, I'm pulling the good news part out of it. The extrapolating the good part. The new phone part. The happy Riggs part. The non-anxiety about your phone not working part.
Did you get the exact same phone back?
No. I had to get a new phone.
It's a brand new phone.
But is it like
a brand
upgrade
new
or the same,
it's an
the same
upgrade.
Model?
I had to upgrade.
There is an upgrade available that you haven't bought yet.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
The joke was that Apple knows the people that will buy the upgrades immediately, and Riggs is one of them. He goes and buys the new one always. So they screw his phone. This is our theory. And that he's then forced to buy the new one because he will and he can.
I told that to Tito.
Whereas I would quit and figure out a way to get the cheapest one possible.
I told that to Tito and Dora yesterday at the Apple store as they were fixing my phone. I go, you know, I just paid this phone off 6 months ago.
Oh.
I'm convinced that that's the reason. He goes, you know how many people say that every time they come in here? That they've just paid off their phone or they just got a new phone. And I go, yep. I go, and it's the Illuminati, isn't it? He goes, excuse me?
You're damn right.
Excuse me?
Because he's like, oh, Riggs knows the secret. Oh, no, Riggs knows.
What's your good news, Allie?
We got something new in my house as well.
What's that?
We got a new cast on my son, Hudson.
Because
he broke his arm over the weekend. And I'm going to tell you more at 6:30, but found out he broke both of the bones in his wrist.
Oh, my God.
Like this one and this one. The two right there that you can see right at the top.
Uh-huh.
The top of your hand. You can see those bones. Even though mine's a hell to the gnaw as well, it's also the good news.
Yes,
it was the most traumatic thing I've ever seen, having someone have to like re-break my kid's arm.
Oh, I can't even think about that.
I wasn't there for that, but that's a side note. But anyway, again, good news, like we said. This
good news.
Good news.
It's a new cast.
It's
a fresh, shiny new cast. It's brand new, and I can't wait to sign that thing.
Oh, my God, I need a therapist ASAP. I'm traumatized.
I can't wait to sign that cast because it's brand new. That's good news.
I'll tell you the color he got.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay.
Who the first person to sign it was? Has anybody signed it yet?
The scene we made, nobody has signed it yet.
That's the thing. You got to have people sign your cast, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's
well.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson
Gibbons.
Said that we wanted to sign it first. I'll tell you.
All right.
While you guys have good news, it's also health. I have nothing but great news.
Oh, really?
Good.
I had tacos for dinner last night.
Oh,
homemade tacos.
Taco Monday.
On a Monday.
You're damn right. And guess what?
You're one day off, brother.
Guess what?
What?
There were some leftovers, so I'm going to have tacos
Taco
for
Tuesday.
Lunch today. Taco Tuesday.
That's delicious.
You're damn right.
That's good news.
You're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. You can't go downtown without seeing these electric scooters now. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Truth.
All over the place. Marquette University putting down their foot and they're saying they are not allowing any sort of electric scooter on Marquette University campus-owned property.
I thought it was funny that Marquette's banning scooters. I think it's because they don't want to get sued, probably, if somebody gets injured.
They're saying it's
on their private property.
Yeah.
Like, anyone would sue them in a lawsuit if they were suing people.
Well, it happened on Marquette's campus. It should have been the Marquette Police Department.
They would have sued them in a second. They're totally liable.
Specifically, walkways, driveways, and green spaces, not the public streets, is what they said.
Okay.
$86.20 is the fine if you are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes...
They can't do the public streets, though, Gibbons.
Exactly.
They can only do their private property.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it makes sense.
So it's nice of them to go, but the public streets, you can go right ahead.
It includes, but not limited to, listen to this, electric bicycles, electric skateboards, hoverboards, Segways, and mopeds also. None of that stuff.
Huh.
So if I wear rollerblades and I strap a little rocket to the back of the rollerblades like I've seen in the movies and I take off like that, I'm good to go.
As long as you're wearing a Speedo, I think you're fine.
Yeah? You're good, brother.
Well, you know me. I got plenty of those.
I think that's in the law. If you're wearing the Speedo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this goes into effect immediately. So if you go to Marquette or you know someone that's going to ride their scooter to Marquette this morning, might want to Venmo them $90 so they can take care of that ticket because you can't ride electric scooters on Marquette University property anymore.
Some kid's like, I'm not going to Marquette now because I can't ride a scooter.
Right? Take my scooter away. You can have my education too. Fine. I don't want it.
Celebrate the Lord somewhere else, bro.
How do I get to Qdoba?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is the weirdest breakup we've ever announced because we really never announced they were together. We just speculated. But Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes, after six years together. New pictures emerge showing Jamie Foxx partying on Friday night with a much younger singer. C'est la vave. I don't know this chick, but anyway. So then people started speculating that he was cheating on her, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And Jamie Foxx is 51. Katie Holmes is 40.
What?
I forgot her and I are the exact same age.
Yeah.
But so he's 51, which doesn't seem weird now, but that seemed weird like 6 years ago for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway... And then people at a New York City restaurant overheard the woman who was having dinner with her girlfriend say, "What Jamie does is his business. We haven't been together for months."
They heard Katie Holmes.
They heard Katie Holmes telling her girlfriend
so
that.
So he broke it off first and then was with this chick, allegedly.
We don't know. Maybe. We just know that he was all over somebody else for the first time in public in years. Yeah. And that allegedly somebody overheard Katie Holmes telling her girlfriend what he does is his business. We haven't been together in months.
Now, they went to such great lengths to hide their relationship that I remember like 5 years ago, I was watching the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
And Jamie Foxx was being interviewed, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the guy goes, "So what's up with you and Katie Holmes?" And Jamie Foxx went from like, I have goosebumps, but from like having fun guy to just stop talking and walked off the court. And that was the end of Jamie Foxx in the
and
game.
And he said it so jokingly, like, Katie Holmes is going to be here with you. Like, I'm sure Katie's going to be here with you, right? Uh-huh. He just like took him off and left. And
yep.
I was like, weird.
They got together in 2013. That was a year after Katie Holmes divorced Tom Cruise. I always assumed they did that because, one, her relationship with Tom Cruise was so overexposed and ridiculous. Like, way overexposed.
Way, way, way.
It, like, ruined them. And two, it was an image thing. Because Jamie Foxx, what a bizarre image for him to be dating Katie Holmes.
It was always bizarre.
I think it actually does affect his image.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think it matters for her because she's, you know, just Katie Holmes and whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it affects him, his image.
Yeah.
But now, so how old is this other woman he was spotted with?
Yeah, they don't know. Oh, they're just really young. That's what all they said. I don't know. Younger. Let's just say 20s. I'll take a random guess.
Right? Random stab in the dark.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. We speculate.
Well, no more sneaking around for Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. 6 years later, it's over.
Over.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Morning.
You okay over there?
No, I'm completely traumatized.
How's your boy? How's your boy?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Hudson broke his arm.
I know.
His wrist, and he broke both bones in his wrist.
By the way, he
fell off the monkey bars.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He was at his day camp in Menominee Falls by his dad, and I was not there, obviously, and he fell and he broke it, and I didn't know everything that was really happening because I never got to talk to a doctor. I don't know anything. So he was at the hospital and on Friday and with his father, and then I had to take him to Children's Hospital yesterday because they called and they said, "Oh, it looks like his bones weren't reset correctly."
Oh, God.
You know, they like go in and like fix. They knock him out.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
But not before they have to give a 5-year-old an IV, which turns into, holy crap, all hell's breaking loose. Well,
by the way, if you've had experience with this, you can text us 71037 or call us 799-1037. I've never broken a bone, so I don't know any of this.
Oh, like, Hudson's my mini-me, and I broke my arm when I was 6.
Oh, man.
Left arm, same thing, like right before you had to go to school. And he's going to kindergarten where you have to write.
Yep.
So you learn to write, so thank God it's the left arm and he can use the right one.
Right.
Thank God he broke the left one.
So he's naturally right-handed?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hope.
Am
let's
right.
hope.
Uh-huh.
So Children's, or I don't know who called me. Oh, yeah, my ex-husband called me yesterday, and he's like, "Okay, I got the call. The bones were not set correctly on Friday. They've just looked at the x-ray because it's Monday morning. The orthopedic surgeon needs you to bring Hudson in.
That sucks.
Can't have eaten for 4 hours because they got to sedate him and redo everything."
Oh, that's why you had to rush to make sure your kid didn't eat yesterday?
Yes, because they had to give him anesthesia and stuff, so they could not. He couldn't eat.
Allie rushes out of here yesterday. She's like, "I can't believe I have to go and yell at my child to not eat."
Uh-huh.
Which was hard because the whole all he wanted to do was eat.
Yeah.
It was lunchtime, and I was like, you had to go 4 hours without eating, Hudson.
And as a growing boy, that's impossible for the love of God.
So I swing over to KinderCare. I pick up Hudson in New Berlin. I tell Owen, I'm sorry, I got to leave you. He freaks out and cries. I say, sorry, I got to go.
Oh, so you pick up one, you got to leave the other.
I got to leave the other one. Owen can't come.
No.
So we go to Children's. We have to go to the ER.
Yeah.
Oh, and we walk in. I'm like, they're waiting for him. And they're like, because the orthopedic surgeon's like, they know they have to fix this like immediately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we have to go into the ER. And Hudson's like, I want a black cast because he's now going to get his permanent cast on the arm that he broke.
Uh-huh.
And they go, we don't have black down here.
Come on, we
only have two colors in the ER.
What the hell?
What? You can't find other colors? This is like what I'm thinking to myself.
I thought that was Hudson calling them out.
Colors?
I want a little diversity in my cast choice. Come on.
And you know what they were?
What?
Of course.
White and blue?
Pink and blue.
Thank you. Yes.
Pink and blue?
Yep.
Which is so cliche.
Boys
and, like,
and girls.
Who says I have to like pink or blue? Anyway, it's just so
there
whatever.
Wasn't even like a white, just like a plain one?
There was
one?
A white. Pink, a blue, and a white, but no five-year-old one's a white one.
What the hell?
So they take him back, and they had to get the IV in, but they were having problems. So I am sitting there holding down Hudson while they are trying to get the IV in his hand. I'm holding his face so he can't see. He's trying to look. And once they start sticking the IV in, he starts kicking his legs everywhere while screaming, no! Get this out of me! At the top of his lungs. Like, so I am trying to hold him down, hold his face, not make him traumatized because now I'm in this memory where he's like screwed up, right?
Is this the first time you've ever had to do something like this traumatizing to him? No. Like to this level where somebody's putting a needle in his arm and you're holding him down. Like as his mother. Like I can't imagine what that feels like as a mother.
He was this upset and there was blood everywhere. Yeah. Yes. Because his hand, they couldn't, and then there was bleeding.
Yeah.
Now he's had to be knocked out before for like little surgery. Like he had that little thing removed on the back. And he had like a thing on the back of his ear.
Right.
So I have had to watch them do things where they were highly upset, but it ended quickly. This didn't end quickly. I think they were having trouble getting the IV. So this went on for a while and another nurse had to come in, like hold him down. And I'm like alone. I'm sitting there like,
I know.
So I'm flustered. I'm just like, I'm in his ear going, just breathe, just breathe. Okay. It'll hurt less if you breathe. It will hurt. And it's true. When you hold up hold your breath and tense up, it hurts more.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I said, just breathe, brother.
You got this.
Just breathe. And he's like, get off of me. Like screaming.
Oh my God.
And so finally, what felt like an eternity, they got the IV in. They knocked him out. They, reset the bone. And I saw it. It was bad.
Watched it happen or you watched the x-ray?
Hell no.
Oh, you saw the before x-ray.
No, oh my God, the phones are blowing up. No, I went and I sat there and I said to them, I said, I'm leaving the room. They go, oh no, you're definitely leaving the room.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe they actually let my ex-husband stay in the room at the other hospital.
Right.
I thought that was weird. So I left because by then my ex got there. We both left. And then we went back in and he was high as a kite, baby.
I bet he was.
He had on a blue cast. Uh-huh. So Hudson has a permanent blue cast. And he was like, he literally goes like this. I'm not even exaggerating. As I walked in the room, he goes, Mommy. Like, he couldn't even say it. Like, it took him so long to say mommy.
So droopy,
It was like, no, literally, mommy. Like, you could see him trying to move his lips. He was really thinking about moving his lips.
I don't know.
And at one point, he's like crying, I want to get up. And then finally, my ex-husband goes, he might have to pee because this happened on Friday and he couldn't say it because he was so high.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Hudson had to pee, so we had to get the little thing out so he could pee because he couldn't walk. He had just woken up from
just
like being knocked out.
Going
a
little bedpan next to it.
No, he did. Yeah, he did. So, but he's got the cast, and it's got slits in it, which I've never seen. In case it gets too swollen, you're supposed to put a quarter.
What?
It's the weirdest thing. I'm going to put a picture up on my Facebook and my Instagram.
Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
You put a quarter in to kind of open it up a little to
so
let it expand.
So it can
breathe
a little bit. Yeah.
But Allie, do you understand?
No waterproof though. They didn't have waterproof in the ER either.
It's summer, still a little bit of summer left. First one, enjoy the sprinklers.
He is going to remember the moment of being on the table getting pricked for the IV for the rest of his life.
And I'm in that memory. That sucks.
I remember being five and having brain surgery and being on the operating table and they're going, little pinch, and I'm screaming, I'm trying, and Mama G's going, Ryan, calm down. And same thing. thing.
God. Someone texted to 71037. I couldn't even imagine. I was trying to take a splinter out of my daughter's foot yesterday, and she was screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, it was.
I'm shocked no one called CPS on me. She'd probably freak out about an IV. I can't imagine.
And the stuff they do for bones. Yeah. And I mean, it's literally the two wrist bones you can look at on top of your hand.
Well, we all wish him a safe, a quick recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put a trash bag over his arm and take him through a sprinkler any day.
You're damn right.
Because that's what you do when you have a cast in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. We got him. We got him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The Kenosha Police Department released a statement, you guys.
What happened?
They were made aware of something, a phrase that goes around called, "There are no laws when you're drinking the claws."
That's not a phrase, that's a fact, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when people drink White Claw, Gibbons and I were drinking.
Facts.
We were drinking White Claws over the weekend and, of course, uttering that phrase. I think it's hilarious. Right. It's just a goofy thing that people that drink White Claws say all the time. Like, oh, we're going to go out and party tonight. No laws when we're drinking the claws.
Oh, my God.
But they are here to tell you that laws still do, in fact, apply when you are drinking the claws.
Did they say that to the cop?
Yes, they really said this.
Are you kidding me?
The Kenosha Police Department, they put it on their Facebook.
And if it's on Facebook, then it's facts, bro.
If it's on Facebook, then it's real, yes. The Kenosha Police Department said, quote, "Recently we've heard the saying going around, ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws. We're here to remind you that even when you're drinking White Claws, laws still do apply. Remember to drink responsibly and never drink and drive." We're not saying to drink and drive.
No.
We're just saying to drink some White Claws and dance on a table.
Yeah.
Drink some White Claws and order more wings than you need.
I've got a new one, too.
What's that?
Remember I told you over the weekend I got to try that other one that's like
Press,
yes. Which is locally made.
Ooh, Press is tasty,
and
yes.
And I thought it was way better than the White Claw.
Uh-huh, you can say that.
And then
local.
I got an email from the owner of the company.
Shut up.
Like, hey, girl. Are they bringing her back. We might be getting some samples of the Press. And so I got a new one. Don't settle for less when you're drinking the Press. You're welcome.
Don't settle for less when you could be drinking the Press.
It's a
man.
Local, they make it locally, the Milwaukee company.
You better trademark the crap out of that ASAP,
bro.
I
don't own it.
You do now. You said it on the radio.
You're damn right.
Take ownership of it, damn it.
Don't settle for less when you're drinking the Press.
You know what's going to happen. She said it on the radio. She's our company owns it. Our company's going to trademark it. Our company's going to make a bunch of money, and you're not going to see a damn dime of it.
Yeah.
Welcome to radio.
Welcome
y'all.
To corporate radio.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we talked about Lil Nas X was breaking all these records.
Yeah,
just old destroying town road. It. Records that hadn't been broken in 20 years with that song. Well, now move over because Billie Eilish has the first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 with Bad Guy, which we play all the time. Yeah. We love. Uh-huh. Spent 9 weeks in the runner-up spot.
Really?
Before it reached number one history.
Man.
So now it claims the longest, it's the honor of conquering the longest leading Hot 100 all time. It halts the 19-week domination of Lil Nas X.
Oh my God.
She took
Old Town
him down.
Road's out of there. And she's only 17. So she's the first person born in this century to have a number one single.
Oh what? My God.
Think about it. It's 2019. So there's nobody, there hasn't been anyone younger than her to have a number one.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to be 19 or younger.
Yeah.
You'd have to be born in the, oh my God, the 2000s. Oh God. You want to hear the worst part? Can you pull up Usher, You Got It Bad? Do we even have that in there?
Let's see.
I don't even know if we got it in there. But the reason I asked you to pull up You Got It Bad from Usher was because I just wanted to put it in perspective, make you feel real nice and old. The number one single the day that Billie Eilish was born in America was Usher, You Got It Bad.
What?
And I don't even feel like that song came out that long ago, but apparently it did 19 years ago.
I can't believe that.
Oh my God.
18 years ago. Isn't
back in
insane?
The 1900s.
Not 1900s.
Oh my God.
So there you go. So
back in the 20th. You have it?
Oh. Yeah, I do, but I don't have my computer plugged in. So you'll have to hear it through my crappy Mac, laptop speakers.
It's
ready?
Just funny that, you know.
That sounds dumb. I'm not going to do that. That sounds awful. People turn off their radios.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got it bad for Madria.
Yeah. So that was the number one song the day she was born.
Oh, God.
That's how, you know, young she is and old we are.
And we feel really old now. Thank you, Billie Eilish.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, had an interesting situation happen with your friend, or was this you with your ex-wife that showed up at work?
Do you have an ex-wife that we don't know about? What's going on?
I do not have an ex-wife.
Thank God.
At least I don't think I do. I've been drunk a lot, so I don't know. I don't have an ex-wife. But my friend Steve does. I've told you guys about Steve. He was trying to win his ex-wife back. Right before they officially got divorced, he was putting it all into winter back, and it just wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, and she was, like, screwing some other guy or something?
Yeah, we were like, cut your losses, Steve.
I vaguely remember this.
Move on with your life, Steve.
So, the divorce gets finalized. He's going to counseling. He's trying to get himself better. He started dating again, so he's going on, like, a few dates here and there.
Of course he did. That's what
dudes do. Yeah, he's trying to get himself back together, right?
5 minutes.
Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody.
So over the weekend, he's working at a charity event, this big charity event out in San Diego, right? Like 1,000 people, a big deal. And he's on stage doing his thing, and he looks out in the crowd and he sees his ex-wife walk up to the bar in the event, and she's with some dude. Now, my buddy's on stage trying to do his thing. He hasn't seen his ex-wife since they were in court to get things finalized.
What did you say again he was doing on stage again?
He was hosting an event. He was MC of a charity event.
Okay.
Trying to raise money for a good cause, right?
I wasn't sure if he was playing
him. They're divorced now.
Okay.
So his ex-wife...
And she was cheating.
She was cheating. She shows up with the guy she was cheating with, who she's now living with, her now living boyfriend.
Kids.
No kids, no.
Thank God.
But they had two dogs, and my buddy lost both of his dogs.
I mean, that's sad.
When you don't have kids and you have the dogs, that's sad,
a country
right?
started on Welcome to Splitting with Pets.
Yeah, Your buddy's a country song waiting to be written, man. Waiting to be written.
So he's trying to do his thing, and his ex-wife is just pounding shots at the bar and like yelling, "Hey, Steve! Hey, Steve!" But there's 1,000 people, so she thinks she's going to be low-key. Meanwhile, the whole time he's on stage, he's focused on her. So he gets off stage and goes to one of the security guards who's working the event and goes, "Can you go say something to this drunk chick out in the crowd?" He doesn't want to say it's his ex-wife. He just says, "This drunk chick who's yelling at me. Can you go say something?" So security goes out to say something to this woman, his ex-wife, who's drunk at the bar with her new boyfriend while he's trying to do his job.
So rude.
And they're like, "Yo, can you calm it down?" And she starts causing a scene.
What do you mean, calm it down?
I pay good money to come.
Tell me again why this guy was trying to get her back.
I'm sitting there going, isn't he so grossed out by what a lunatic she is at this point? Like, not even hot.
Counting his blessings.
So
they got
like,
out of
thank
that.
Thank God she's not mine. Like, I don't want to deal with that lunatic.
Have fun with that, bruh.
Yeah.
So security goes, "All right, well, ma'am, can we see your ticket so I can take you to your seats? Because, you know, we're having the program now. You should be in your seat." And she goes, ticket. I don't have a ticket." She snuck into this event. These tickets were not cheap.
It's a charity event.
She snuck into a charity event drunk and caused a scene.
Oh.
So then my buddy Steve goes on social media and he's like, "Can you believe this happened? My ex-wife showed up at this event. It's crazy. I can't believe it." The internet blows up and people start hitting him up like, "I can't believe she would do that."
Well, I can because she's got entitlement because he was obsessed with her.
Yep.
So now she's thinking, "I can do whatever I want because
he wants me back
and I have all the control and I'm just going to own this guy like he's my, you know."
So when I see that he's put it on social media, I reach out to him like, "Steve, good for you for making a stand." And Steve's at his house by himself, bottle of liquor in hand, crying, going, "I didn't ever want to see her again." Well,
it's literally forgetting Sarah Marshall all over again, if you've ever seen that. It's literally him crying in his room. Yeah.
I felt so bad because I told you guys before, he was trying to win her back. He realized it wasn't going to happen. They got divorced. He's back
still,
in the dating scene.
But yeah, but it doesn't matter. He clearly isn't over her.
Not at all.
He's pretending.
Poor guy. I just feel so bad for him.
He sees his ex-wife walk in with Russell Brand.
Right?
Literally.
Right? And they're at the bar causing a scene. Like, just let the man do his charity work and be a good guy.
Well, karma's gonna hit that chick, man. Sneaking into a charity event, causing a ruckus.
How about cheating on your husband? How about that karma?
Oh yeah, there is that too.
Hey, man.
There's that too.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Time for Hell to the Gnaw. You can always text to 71037, or you can call 799-1037. That's a 414 area code.
Oh my Riggs God, had a great day. I mean, I was in the hospital, but Riggs, what the hell happened with you? I'll get to mine next.
Oh, man.
I don't even, I have so much trauma.
Wait, now you don't want to talk about it? What's going on?
Hold on.
Hold on. I got to collect myself real
quick. Okay, fine. I'll go.
Riggs group texted us and said, 7:45, give me health of the null tomorrow.
And now he's like, I don't know what to say.
So my cell phone stopped working. It just wouldn't turn on. Starting at like 5:30 yesterday morning.
Awful.
All day long.
No cell phone. It was charged.
No cell phone.
Wouldn't turn on.
Charge wouldn't turn on. So I make the quickest appointment I can find is at 11:20 after I get off the air at a Best Buy in... Racine.
I wouldn't even have signed up for that.
Already a hell no.
I would have just waited until the one at Mayfair or Bayshore or wherever opened up. Like,
so,
honest to God.
I make the appointment just in case, and I drive over to my cell phone store to see if they can fix it. They say, no, you got to go to the Apple store. Hell to the no.
Come on, man.
So I drive my ass up to the Apple store, Mayfair, and I realize that it's going to be a 2.5 hour wait at the Apple store in Mayfair. But they say, if you go to the Apple store at Bayshore, it's only a 40-minute wait.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'll just drive over there and hop
on
the interstate.
Wait, you were at Mayfair.
I was at Mayfair. I had to go to Bayshore.
Said, you didn't say that. You just said I was at Mayfair. They said there's a 40-minute wait at Mayfair, so I drove over there.
I meant there's a 40-minute wait at Bayshore.
So you drive to Bayshore.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
which
drive
could take
to Bayshore.
40 minutes technically from Mayfair to Bayshore.
And to get to Bayshore from Mayfair, 94 was closed at this moment because there was an accident. So I had to take Capitol all the way over to Bayshore. I get to the Apple store at Bayshore. Yeah. They say, well, your phone is completely jacked. They tried to restore it on 3 different computers with 3 different cords.
Dude.
And they said, if you have insurance, you can go to your cell phone store.
Don't you have the newest iPhone, too?
It's an iPhone 10. It's like 2 generations old.
Oh, God.
Right?
I'm sorry, my 7 must be an ancient dinosaur.
Right?
Look at that brick. Good God.
I bought this phone less than two years ago, and it's already fried. And they said, so you can buy a new one. We'll replace it for $500.
What the hell?
Or, he didn't pledge, Gibbons. Come on.
That's true, but I would have passed out for Christmas sakes.
You can go to your cell phone store and use your insurance. And I was like, I'll use my insurance. So I go to my cell phone store. I'd like to use my insurance to get a new phone. Oh, you don't have insurance anymore. That went away when you paid off your phone.
Oh, dude.
So you can pay $700 for a new phone here. $700.
As opposed to $500 at the...
So I went back to the Apple store again.
Oh, hell no.
And I go, can you just help me fix this problem? I go, there's no way you can fix this. It's completely dead. So there's nothing. I am screwed. And they said, pretty much. You don't have Apple Care or anything.
So get a new phone or nothing.
I had to get a new phone through this iPhone thing.
He always has to get a new phone, though.
But
what would you have done, though?
I would have gotten a new phone.
I had to.
I'm going to use air quotes when you've had to. Every time a new phone has come out, a week later, you have to get a new one. Mm-hmm. But this was special. This was a special occasion. You just paid the phone off.
Yes.
The damn thing dies.
Yes.
You actually did need the new phone.
But I told you my theory was that they know that you're going to buy the new one because you're that guy. They're like, oh, this guy buys them every time they come out every 2 years. Psh.
Yep.
Kill this guy's phone. There's somebody in Spaceland at Apple's like,
No doubt.
I said that to the Apple genius.
Kill that guy's phone.
Uh-huh. I go, you know, I just paid this phone off 6 months ago. I'm convinced that you want me to upgrade, so I have to pay you more money.
Yep.
What did he say?
He goes, well, what happened? People say that all the time. Listen here, you snooty genius.
I know, right?
Hey, you snooty genius. You snooty genius.
Oh, my God.
With your Apple logo shirt and your laminates around your neck.
Yeah.
And your swift moves on my computer hands.
Oh, my God.
I was in the hospital yesterday because Hudson broke his arm over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
That's your first hell to the knock.
Good Lord.
And I had no information because I had not been there when all this happened. So I got my first chance to talk to the orthopedic surgeon, the doctor, all these people, the nurses yesterday. So we're at Children's Hospital. Thank God we got him moved over there they had to readjust his arm.
Oh my God.
When a bone is not in the right place because the dummies at the other hospital. I'm not even going to name the other hospital. I know what happens, but now I'm on a rampage. Hell to the no.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get him to Children's. I'm like, someone, God, please know what they're doing here. Someone. Anyone?
Oh, someone please.
Help.
I've never broken a bone. I don't know what that feels like. I can only imagine.
Well, you go into shock, first of all.
Yeah.
So Hudson was in shock, but he broke it falling off the monkey bars, and both bones in his wrist are broken. So when you sit there, look down at your hand, and you see the two bones on your wrist, one sticking out more than the other, he broke both of those, so he's got a big blue cast now. It's back in place, hopefully, knock on wood. and you know that they screwed the kid up when he got a day and a half's dose of OxyContin.
Oh my God.
You know that kid got screwed up. They go, we really had to move that bone around. I'm like, ah!
Poor kid.
They knocked him out, and he was screaming in the ER.
I can only imagine.
Let me
okay, you don't have to recreate it, Jesus. Gee. Oh my God.
It was so... Bad. And all the moms know what I was doing, where I was like holding his face, trying not to cry myself, while he's crying and kicking everyone. I'm like,
did you know your kid is in so much pain?
Look, and he's trying to look at the IV they're trying to put in.
Breathe.
Literally, I was like, breathe. It won't, because if you breathe, it doesn't hurt as bad with anything. Just remember that in life. If you're in pain, breathe.
Yes.
Breathing helps.
Breathing helps and screaming helps too at the end.
100%.
But screaming, bad words.
Yes.
If you're a grown up.
Thanks for your calls. We'll read your text too, if we get them to 71037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Alley. How you been living your best life, huh?
It wasn't me,
but it was the people at Bradford Beach yesterday. I went to Bradford Beach yesterday. We're handing out those Johnny Pops.
Yeah.
Those popsicles, which are delicious, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't believe how many people were out this littered on Bradford Beach. It was packed.
We have like a week and a half left, man.
I know. People are getting
almost over.
Getting every bit of summer in. And every single setup had a box of those press drinks, the seltzer drinks.
Uh-huh.
They had the press ones.
The press ones!
Everybody was drinking those press ones. Everybody was drinking the press.
They were living drink! My new
they were
drink!
Drinking their seltzer.
Don't
their
set up
seltzer.
The less when you're drinking the press!
You damn right. You ain't got to reach when you're on the beach, man. Because it's right there next to you. Right there next to you. They had a whole box of them. I was like, press! We were talking about those.
Cool as cold. Yeah. I'm feeling bold.
Give us a good shout, a chant.
You
go
best
ahead.
Not be stinking when you're living your best life drinking.
We are full of the summer one-liners on this show today.
Oh, my God.
You're damn right we are.
Because we're all living our best life.
That's right.
Boom. Yes.
How are you living your best life? You can text us at 71037. Gibbons, how you been living your best life lately?
Bro, living my best life in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Tacos for dinner on Monday.
Hello.
Tacos for lunch on Tuesday.
Hello.
Taco That's right. Tuesday.
Taco Monday.
Tacos all day. Give me tacos. Yes.
Even though my son broke his arm.
Yeah.
And it was a hell of a day in the ER getting that permanent cast put on while they reset the bone.
Oh.
At the end of the night, it ended with a beautiful flower from Pottery Guy, and I got it in.
That's right.
Living my best life.
Damn right.
I was traumatized during the day with my kid, and then at night, I was not traumatized.
You were traumatized by the D.
I was trying to think of something that rhymed. Nothing rhymes.
Right.
Nothing rhymes.
Right.
You were traumatized, not ostracized.
I don't know. We got a text to 71037. I'm trying to live my best life driving to work. Please remind the jackasses to turn on their lights so I can live my best life on the road.
Come on, people.
There you go. Fair enough.
That's funny.
Living your best life. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Look down. It says Riggs is having fun with balls tonight. I went,
I need some help, you guys.
He's trying to be like Alley now.
I need...
Getting inspired by me, are you? Like all the women.
A little bit.
Jeez Louise.
A little bit. I'm just looking for some strategy, you know? When you're playing,
with balls.
Hey, what the hell are you talking about,
dude? See, Gibbons, you act like I'm jumping to conclusions.
Look, I don't know if there's a way that you can really win or if there's strategy to this or skill, but bingo, right? Talking about ham bingo at Hamburger Mary tonight.
Oh my God.
There's no strategy, my friend.
Is there no real strategy to playing bingo? Because I'm going tonight to Hamburger Mary's. It's a fundraiser for our Out of the Darkness Walk. So I'm going to be at Hamburger Mary's tonight.
Which the Out of the Darkness Walk is
for suicide prevention, October 13th at Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger Mary's in Walker's Point?
Yes. It's in the old La Perla.
Okay.
You remember that?
Yes.
So,
I've been.
Very rarely will I play bingo, but I'm wondering, is there any sort of tack to it at all? Because I know some people roll into bingo parlors and they know what's up. They come with their dauber, the little thing they mark the cards worth and everything.
But they only win because they buy 900 cards. Like at some point, your odds are just you're going to win.
So is that what I need
you
to do?
You gamble enough, you win.
Cards?
It doesn't mean you're on top. It just means you gambled a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine keeping track of that many cards at the same time. Do I have to have like somebody
it's an
with?
Addiction, Riggs.
I know. Gambling, man.
You know what?
It's all for a good cause, though. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. As someone who is not a compulsive gambler, doesn't have a gambling issue,
okay, right?
Right.
But he laughed.
When you go there, there will be those who have played bingo all the time, everywhere. And they will either A, give you the perfect strategy, or B, totally screw you over because they're competitive as hell.
How will they screw me over? Like saying that something was called when it wasn't really called?
Yes.
Like G35, that was called.
You don't remember?
It wasn't called.
We went last year when they played bingo, and there were times they'd call the number. Riggs, you were actually up there calling out the numbers at one point, but I'm there at the table trying to put the numbers down, and you don't always hear. You can't always remember. Sometimes it's rapid fire.
Yeah.
So you turn to your partner to the left, the random person.
Mama G and I were talking a ton at the table.
That's right.
So
Mama G couldn't hear a thing.
That's right.
So I turned to my neighbor. I said, which number was called? Luckily,
and I go,
someone
shut
helped.
Up. We don't know. Let us live. We're drinking over here.
But be careful, Riggs. It's a very competitive game, bingo. So
they
people might try to screw
bingo?
You up. They might get hustled. I'm just saying, dude.
Hustled in bingo?
Yeah.
It's for charity, for Christ's sake.
Bingo's
people are stealing
fun.
Money from charity.
So fun, though.
I hope that Dear Ruthie is our host.
Oh, Dear Ruthie.
She was our host last time. And it's always really about the host, I think. When you go to those Hamburger Marys, the drag shows, it's all about who's calling the shots up there.
Yeah.
And when it's Dear Ruthie, you know, it's going to be amazing. So
it's fun. It's got to be a bucket list if you haven't done it.
If you have not,
it really is.
And if you have a free evening tonight, come join us. We'll be there at 7 o'clock at Hamburger Mary's tonight.
It's lit.
And I will be playing with balls, like I said. Bingo balls.
This guy.
I didn't have kids, I'd come play with balls with you, Riggs.
I know.
Favorite pastime.
And Gibbons has rental kids, so he's busy too.
Yep, exactly.
I'll go with my single self. Kiss.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, it's 720. No, I did it again. Show number 726. 942.
Bro,
I always flip them around.
What is
I
wrong
always,
with you?
As soon as we get out of the 700s, we'll be fine.
What is it wrong with him? Come
True.
On.
Where do I start?
Listen,
Where do I start?
I love spending time with you guys, but at 941, I'm not going to say it's 720 something. It's 940 something. I'm ready to get the hell out of here.
Well,
fair enough.
Other people are starting their jobs, Gibbon, so they're just getting to work. So let those people live. Let those people live.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you giving them the wrong time.
Well, I'm talking about you talking about them.
Talk this.
Thank you.
It's Tuesday.
Thank you.
Except for Taco Tuesday. Tuesdays suck. Oh. Can we just get out of here already?
Yeah, we can.
I forgot that I still have taco meat at home.
No, that's right.
Taco Tuesday!
Clap, 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 clap.
You're damn right.
Show number 726 will be available at 1037kissfm.com momentarily. What did you learn on the show this morning? Before we go, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I'll go first,
Allie,
actually.
What's that?
I learned that Riggs loves... We actually have something in common, me and Riggs.
We do.
Loves
we really do.
Loves to play with balls.
Damn right I do.
And tonight he's going to be playing with
especially
lots of
when I can get a handful of them and just grab on. Grab them, you know? Right?
He's going to be at Hamburger Mary's raising money for the American
Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Jinx, you owe me a code.
That's not fair. She was trying to give you a plug and you went and stepped on it and then you jinxed her? That's not
you
nice.
You technically owe me a Coke for that plug.
I'll give you a six,
you know what I'm saying.
Fine. I'll give you a six-pack of Diet Coke. Fair.
Yo.
How's that?
That's on tape.
I'm actually insulted. It should have been a 12-pack.
It should have been.
Jesus.
Where can you even find a six-pack of Diet Coke?
Ungrateful bitch.
Jesus. You give a mouse a cookie.
You give me a six-pack, and I go, it's not a 12-pack?
Yes. I'll eat Hamburger Mary's tonight. Fundraiser for the Out of the Darkness Walk. It's for suicide prevention. The walk is on October 13th. There's another plug. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned that Allie's son was high as a kite yesterday.
High as a kite.
But for... a good reason. I mean, he had to have his arm reset after his arm broke, and then one hospital screwed up, so we had to go to another hospital. And
he got the Children's where he belonged, and they took good care of him. And I was like, oh, if we have to break this arm again. I mean, literally, it was so bad. Oof.
And you've posted the photo of him with the cast on his arm looking just on
so
another
hard,
planet.
He just came out of sedation because they had to reset his arm.
Oh. It's on our Instagram story as well, 1037 Kiss FM on Instagram on
Poor
the story.
Boy.
There.
Poor baby.
Aww. I learned something about Gibbons is he has a very strange incident with his friend.
Yep.
How his friend was at a job of like a charity function hosting an event on stage, and the friend's ex-wife showed up all belligerent and drunk at the bar
Hell
shouting at him.
Hell to the knob.
Yep.
What the hell's your problem,
Chica?
You
got a lot of balls when you're the one that cheated and
with
you had to show up at somebody's work.
Yes.
Don't forget though.
You got a lot of balls, bitch. I'm getting triggered now.
She was with her new. She was with the dude she cheated on my buddy Steve with at the bar.
Yeah.
That's.
Hi, this is class, and you have none of it, bitch.
Amen to that.
None of it. None of it.
You don't screw your ex-husband's coworkers.
You don't cheat on people. You just don't do it.
There.
Thank you, Riggs.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 726. It's 9:45 a.m.
There you go.
There you go. Quarter to 10.
It's about time you got
Boom.
It right, Riggs.
15 till 10. 45 past 9.
You got to be somewhere by 9:30. A little late.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.